Business brings Cam United to our shores. Great to see you. Oil could soon be flowing into the market, but countries that make up the OPEC Plus group, that's the largest consortium of oil-producing nations, are feuding over production quotas. They're never happy, are they?
Well, a handful of OPEC Plus countries have agreed to increase their output targets by August. Seven countries will be expanding oil production by a combined total of 188,000 barrels per day in August. This is only a modest increase, and it's reigniting feuds within the cartel about production quotas that already led the UAE to leave the group back in April. That's because as the Strait of Hormuz reopens, a number of countries are rushing to ramp up production to make up for lost sales. It also comes as two sources tell Reuters that the UAE raised its crude output to near record highs above 3.8 million barrels per day in June after it quit OPEC, a sort of early vindication for its decision to leave. The UAE's exit significantly weakened the cartel, and OPEC is now facing a critical moment as it weighs up how to keep profits high while keeping the group together. Iraq, for example, has been pushing to sharply raise output to recoup wartime losses. Bloomberg reporting it wants permission to produce a record 5 million barrels a day, while Saudi Arabia, less affected by the blockade, is resisting flooding a market where demand hasn't recovered, something that could send prices crashing. OPEC can either accommodate Iraq's demands and send oil prices into the ground for all producers, or hold the line on tight quotas but risk the cartel breaking up altogether, creating much more volatile markets. Let's move on to other news now. The aircon debate has taken France by storm, but as Parisians brace for another heatwave, the city is also harnessing its own River Seine to cool down its buildings. The system consists of underground pipes that distribute chilled river water to museums, offices and hospitals. Rachel Griffiths has more.
It's one of Paris's most famous landmarks. And whilst many have splashed out on expensive air conditioning in recent weeks due to hot weather, the Seine is now helping cool down the city's biggest buildings.
The network uses the Seine to cool the machines and to cool the water that comes back from the subscribers. The water is pumped, takes away the heat, and is discharged into the Seine.
The network draws water from the river to remove heat. Those plants then send chilled water at around 7 degrees Celsius through a separate underground network to buildings across the city. As the water absorbs heat inside the buildings, it warms up and returns to the plants through different pipes, where that heat is released back into the Seine. Fraîcheur de Paris provides a sustainable and energy-efficient alternative to air conditioning. The company says it uses up to 50% less electricity than standalone AC systems.
Fraîcheur de Paris is a heavy network. It's expensive. It's major infrastructure. It's not flexible. On the other hand, it's very efficient. The question we need to ask collectively is which technology is best suited to which use and in which location.
The company has 15 plants across the city and supplies more than 900 clients, including offices, museums, and the Grand Palais. But private properties are not a part of the network. And with another heat wave expected in Paris, many are still flocking to fill their flats with air conditioning.
The UK's media landscape is getting a shake-up. Sky has agreed to buy ITV's broadcast channels and streaming service for £1.6 billion. It creates a British broadcasting giant which aims to compete with the likes of Netflix, YouTube, Amazon and Disney. Combined, Sky and ITV would control more than 70% of the UK's television advertising market. Let's hear from the CEO.
Well, we've had lots of conversations about news. You know, I'm deeply passionate about news and Sky News. So we're very excited because plurality continues. Sky News continues and ITV News continues. In fact, we think news is a really big opportunity for us because we think we can supercharge the regional news, the accessibility, and essentially the awareness of the regional news.
ITV Studios, the production arm, will stay independent, but this, of course, will trigger a long regulatory process, with Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy having already shown she's willing to intervene in media mergers, and news will be central to that scrutiny. Dana Strong also says ITV remains a public service broadcaster protected by its licence until 2034. That means shows like Coronation Street, I'm a Celebrity or Love Island will still be free to watch, which I'm sure comes as a huge relief to you, Mark?
Huge relief. Big Coronation Street fan, having lived and been brought up in the northwest of England, actually worked at the TV company where it was produced. And you